Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what up?
Hello?
Hello there. How you doing?
What's up?
What's up?
Hello.
Hey, sorry, everyone, Blog Talk Land. Blog Talk Radio Land. having some Having some technical difficulties with my laptop. So, it didn't want to, it really was like trying to fight me. I'm coming on right now. I don't know why. But anyway, what up, y'all? What's going on? Another episode of The Menu. It's Big Red and Brother B in the house. What's popping? Popping.
What's going on?
What's up, Red?
Just trying to get some things off my chest.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well,
but not really.
Well, go ahead. Yeah. Before you get it popping off,
it's not really.
Speak your mind. Come on.
No, it's not really getting something off my chest, but I'm just saying, like, just a couple of things that I've seen, or Facebook just loves to put people in an uproar over certain things. And I'll say situation with the Dove situation, the soap Dove.
Yeah.
That everybody has
known
and loved. Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was taken a little out of context, and I myself have to admit that I jumped the gun a little bit because, I don't think Dove is going to risk losing customers. I don't think they're going to risk losing customers like that.
Okay.
I don't think they're that stupid.
All right, check this out. What I've learned is that no matter what, not everybody is going to share the same, the same type of opinion when it comes down to certain things. Now, some people will take the chance to roll the dice and do what they do. Now, I've heard that, they were basically kind of trying to do like the whole Michael Jackson thing. He did the black and white video. That's what they were trying to do. But all right, but what does that have to do with selling soap? Oh, selling lotion for that matter. I think it's for a lotion. What is that? Either way, for lotion.
No,
soap,
it's the soap.
What does it have to do? Yeah. Okay. So what did that whole like trying to take the part from Michael Jackson's video with people were morphing and changing color? Like, what sense does that make? Because my whole thing is this: you started off. I really believe that if they didn't start off with a darker skin, a brown skin, African American woman, it would not have went down like that. But see, that's where they went wrong. And my whole thing is, you're trying to tell me you don't have any person of color on your staff that sat back and said, "Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's some people might take that racially insensitive."
Okay, well, I'm gonna put it to you like this: you are right, and they could have marketed it a little better. I feel that they should have, and maybe they should have done that. But then, in a way, that's the whole thing. with, okay, just like you said with the black and white video, Michael Jackson's black and white video, what difference does it make whether they started with a African American, they started with somebody Asian, and they started with somebody that was Spanish or Indian, whatever? What difference does it make who they started off with? And
because
then my thing is, they just looked at one part of the. I understand it, but guess what? Not to cut you off, Brother B, but guess what? People just seen one part of the video. They didn't see the whole thing.
No, exactly.
And my thing
like,
is
I
this.
Saw the whole,
I've never
I saw
seen
the whole video.
But my thing is, I haven't even seen this commercial on TV. So that's what I don't understand why everybody was getting in the uproar over it, because it's not even televised. Where did, first of all, who in the hell got this video and where did they find it at?
It was originally, they put it on Facebook on a Friday. People caught wind, saw it and caught fire, and then all of a sudden they took it off on that Saturday. Now, my thing is this. If they feel they didn't do anything wrong, then why did they apologize? They apologize because they know they did something that was insensitive. I also
right,
saw
okay.
something else on Facebook. Well, I also saw something else on Facebook. And now this is something that I never knew, that they had a bottle of lotion that said from normal to dark skin. So I'm
okay.
like, now people got spazzed about that. I said, whoa, wait a minute. From normal to dark skin, wait a minute. What's normal skin? You see what I'm saying? It's like it was another slap in the face, because what do you mean from normal to dark skin? Like,
okay,
what's
but
so,
once
what,
again,
what skin is considered normal? See, it's people are starting to looking at this whole subliminal thing.
Right, I understand it. And once again, people are putting race into everything, and that's the sad part about it. It shouldn't matter, but guess what? Unfortunately, race is being put into everything, and because of social media, because of who we have in office, this is what's going on. And guess what? It, you know, you asked me a couple of weeks ago about, you know, the race war or whatever. I think we were talking something about that, and you asked me, and I told you, it's already here. It's already started. It's been started.
No,
it started already. That's already happened.
Look how many people mad with Eminem. And
oh, we can talk about
they
that
jumping
too,
on
but...
the bandwagon. They jumping on the bandwagon, as he said. And if you're a Trump supporter and you're one of my fans, you know what I'm saying, basically F you too. And I can understand why he said it to a degree, because, yo, anybody that's pro-Trump, when you tell them something, they automatically think that you're anti, like, everything. Like, they think, like, I don't know. I don't understand. Like, wait a minute. Hold on. I was alive for the 8 years of Obama. And, yo, all the blatant disrespect, dirty talk, putting nooses up and all everything else. And it was okay. It was okay. But matter of fact, hold on. Allow me to reintroduce myself. For ourselves. Hey, what's up, everybody? Once again, this is Brother B, Big Red. We're here on the menu. Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. And, you know, our topic for tonight is politics. And patriotism and politics, you know, who's really full of shit. But before we really get into that, because, Red just started something that, you know, we got to step on this real quick. As much as you people seem to think that, like, you can convince yourself all you want to that you're not a semi-bigot, or semi-racist, or whatever, but you are. Because these people that support Trump, like, some of the statements, some of the things that you're saying, you're not saying them in so much of a way where it's like a pro-American attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Because Trump is not really pro-American. Trump is all about
not at all.
Him. you know, Trump is all about what he needs to take care of to move his business forward.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's all he's thinking about.
Yeah, that's all he's thinking about. I mean, with the attitude that he has, like, first of all, I'm not saying that Trump is like, I said it before, and I say it again, I don't believe he's a racist. I just believe he just really doesn't care about anybody.
You know, I really think about that too, yeah.
But I think people who have their bigoted attitudes and their biasness, they support him because it's kind of like they can ride the racist rail or the bigot rail,
mm-hmm,
for some reason. Like,
mm-hmm,
like I said, he's not. It's kind of interesting how the people who call themselves pro-American and pro-America and pro this and pro that, but when you look at it, I mean, real talk. This country in the Constitution was never built with black people in mind.
Oh, no.
Spanish people in mind. It was never built for Indian people in mind. Like, America was supposed to be all white. Now,
yep,
you can turn around and try to misconstrue. You can try to change around history all you want to. You can try to make it seem like pilgrims came over here in peace to sit down and break bread and all this and that. But see, now everybody's getting a whiff of Columbus Day, and they're like, oh, my gosh. Like, yeah, this is what it is.
Yeah, this is what went down.
You know,
this is what really went down. How about that?
Yeah, this is what really went down. It's all been lies. So don't sit here, and of course, like, I really hear it from a lot of people that are non-white, this guy and what he's about and what he says and what he does, but he's a hate monger.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you're defending that, so what does that say about you? See, that's where I think where it starts to come in. It's like people now feel that they can express who they are or be themselves, like, openly, like they can openly hate because he openly hates. It's like this. It's like,
right,
me and you, like, you don't curse, but I do. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you've been hanging out with me too much, and next thing you know, you start dropping the F-bomb here and the F-bomb,
right,
there. You know,
right,
what I'm saying? It's like it's rubbing,
right,
it's rubbing off on you in a way.
And that's what I mean by...
He's doing it,
right,
I'm doing it.
But that's what I mean by, like, we have become, like, I've never, like, I know that this country was built on, like, the, you know, racial thing and everybody being, but it's like, it's really, it's like, I think it's like 100 times, like, plus 100 now, plus 1,000 now, because every little thing that happens, it's always going back to a race thing. Even down to, like I said, you know, it may not be an itty-bitty thing, but even down to this thing with soap. This is soap. This is lotion. Like, damn, that just Biden and put it on your body. Who cares? Like, I mean, it's like, come on. Like, I understand why people are in uproar over it, but once again, you're right. They apologize because guess what? They trying to say they got the same face. That's with anybody. That's just with any person. Or anything. You got the same thing. Just like, I'm going to switch it off a little bit with the lady that claimed that she got ovarian cancer from Johnson & Johnson. Guess what? People been using Johnson & Johnson. I use it on my kids. Our parents use it on us. Their parents use it on them. And they, thank God, ain't nothing happened to any of us in that context. And now all of a sudden now, this lady gets ovarian cancer from Johnson & Johnson. I think it's BS. To me, I think it's BS. I think she had it all the time, and she just using that as a scapegoat. But then they have to save face, so they said, okay, you know what? Just give this lady her money and let her keep it moving, because you know what? We got to sell our products.
I mean, this is true, but you see, you know what the problem is?
Mm-hmm.
All right. you have a new generation of people coming up. Some of them are racially sensitive, some are not. You know, they have these marketing, these ideas, and they think it's creative, and they think it's just like, oh, you know, we can, because, you know, all it's about is trying to get the people's attention. So, you know, they can sell the products. But like I said, and I had a conversation with somebody about this, and it was a brief conversation, but the thing is, once again, how could you look at that video and have the black girl go to a white girl, and then I believe I think an Asian girl.
Right.
Now, the thing is, if you took a light-skinned black woman and did that, and then went to a white girl, see, it would have looked differently. So you see, that's the whole thing, that where people, like, and you, I look at it, like, it's even, I'm saying, like, somebody really sat down and said, wait a minute, this is okay? Like, you
but
had
even
no
if they did that, somebody
around,
still would say
you,
something about it. Guess
yeah,
what?
Well,
somebody
well, see,
still
like,
would have said something. They'd say, oh, well, why wasn't it a dark-skinned girl on there? Why wasn't it somebody that was a little dark? Somebody
no,
still
no,
would have
no,
said
listen,
something.
Listen.
So it's damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Me?
Ouch.
I would have put, if it was me, if I was sitting in the room
mm-hmm.
making that idea, I would have been like, yo, put the white girl first. Or put the Asian girl first. But
right,
don't put the black
right.
girl first. Because there are people that are going to interpret it the wrong way and is going to send a certain message. But somebody sat back and said, I don't care about the message. It's great. Go with it and look at the backlash. But like I said, look at the bottle of lotion that they have. And someone told me that I've never seen the bottle of lotion. I never bought the lotion. Yeah, because I never bought the lotion. I just bought the soap.
Yeah, me neither.
But they said, but on the bottle, it said from normal to dark skin. They said that was more geared toward the European market, those bottles of lotion. But my whole thing is like,
well,
once again,
so.
What do you mean from normal to dark skin?
Dark skin, right.
Yeah, like, are you trying to say that dark skin is not? See, that the whole thing is this. It's all in the articulation. And when you put it out there wrong, somebody is going to take it wrong. And
right,
then,
but
it's going to create an issue. Because prime example, because it's going to go into the topic.
Mm.
Colin Kaepernick, I hate to say it, Colin Kaepernick took a knee. And now everybody wants to, oh, you're disrespecting the flag and the country. Listen, stop trying to twist it.
Yeah, but we know that's
shit.
Not what it's about.
We know.
Right.
But once again, what was it, Eddie Murphy, Delirious? He was talking about Mr. T doing the Jedi mind trick. And he said, oh, you did it. No, you didn't. He said, well, maybe I didn't do it. Maybe, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, they're trying
did.
To do the Jedi
did,
mind trick. Don't sit there and try to go over. In fact, if you notice, and it worked. It absolutely worked. No one is talking about police brutality. No one's talking about police brutality. Everybody's talking about the flag.
Him disrespecting the flag
else.
And the army, yeah, of course.
Exactly, but no one's
of
talking
course.
About the real issue. You see
of
what
course.
I'm saying? So once
but,
again,
but that's
once again,
everything.
It just,
mm-hmm.
but it gets it just gets swept under the rug. The real
right.
issue, because you know what the whole thing is? Come on, man. I mean, let's face it. Come on, everybody. Really, no one. More white than black. But no one wants to talk about police brutality. You got no wins. No one wants to talk about police brutality.
Of course not, because that'll be admitting
because
to the problem. Of course they're not.
Because they won't admit to it, but the whole thing is what can they say? Like, you know how many times I've seen people post on Facebook talking about, oh, well, stop resisting, and maybe if they stop resisting,
oh, yeah.
this won't happen.
Oh,
first
yeah.
of all,
yeah, I've seen it, yep. And it wasn't from always white people either.
Yeah, exactly. So my whole thing is, what do you mean stop resisting? Yo, I love when people sit there and try to put a Band-Aid over a bullet wound. What do you mean stop resisting? What do you mean stop resisting? Like, anything can be considered resisting. But wait a minute, I've seen scores of videos where a white person was sitting in their car and they were talking back to the police, or a white person was sitting there. I saw one video where there was this white guy who had a gun in his hand, and he was in a park, and he was, like, talking smack, and the police did not shoot him at all.
Did nothing. Mm-hmm.
Didn't do anything at all. But yet, you see the Sandra Bland situation. You see the
right.
Anton Sterling situation. You see, you know what I'm saying, the Eric Garner situation, and Tamir Rice. You see all those, all that other stuff, and you're trying to tell me, oh, well, maybe if he didn't have this toy gun, that wouldn't happen. You know what? Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Because I remember coming up, I remember the gotcha guns. And I remember there was an issue with those water guns. I remember there was an issue with them, too, because some of them were just looking too real. But I don't believe kids get killed because of them.
No, absolutely not.
I just
not.
Believe
no.
that you're hiring people that are stupid and they don't pay attention.
No, these hiring
like
people because they're seeing and hearing what's going on. Not to cut you up, but they're hearing and seeing what they think they know because of somebody, what somebody told them. Oh, those people in you know, they live in Brooklyn. You know, those black people in Brooklyn. This, that. They're going by what they're hearing and what they think they know. Yeah, stereotype.
Yeah.
What they think they hang out with their one black friend, and that one black friend may watch some rap videos. And oh, they must all act like you know. No, we all
exactly.
don't act like that. No, we don't.
But see, that's
so
the problem.
Just the fact that, right? But it's just the fact that since, like I said, since that off person is in office, that's the problem. It's everything is becoming. Everything is becoming blown out of proportion, or it's either they need a scapegoat for something, or it's being swept under the rug. The real issue is being swept under the rug. We're gonna concentrate on this. So let's concentrate, just like you said, let's concentrate on him disrespecting the flag and the army and this, that, and the other, but not and forget about the fact that he's doing it because of police brutality. That's
well,
what it
course.
Was about.
Yeah, I know, but and I know that. But other people, once again, they want to twist it around because they do not want to admit. And then, once again, I notice it's a lot of non-white persons, non-black persons, that are really coming to the defense of the fact. Like, I've noticed a lot of people that are non-white. White people are doing it, too, but I've noticed a lot of people that are non-white, non-black, other minorities, have been, like, rushing to, like, the whole ideal of patriotism. Yo, let me get something straight. America don't like you either, so shut up.
Mm-hmm.
You're entitled
exactly.
to your free opinion. But I've just heard some of the comments that some people have made. Like, if you you really need to think about what you're saying before you say it or whatever you post and before you post it. Because, once again, this country wasn't built for you either. You weren't supposed to be here either.
Especially those that serve their country and think that, oh, because I serve my country, they're going to treat me better. No, they're not.
No, they're not. Like, yo, I remember.
No, they're not.
A friend of mine posted something that a Muslim had posted. The guy who called himself a Muslim American. And he started talking against Colin Kaepernick and, you know, but he lost me when he said, oh, colored people. Colored people?
I think I've seen that. Because I want to, and my thing is, what color are you, brother? What color are you?
First of all, you're an Americanized Muslim. Okay? Let's get that point. And I don't care who likes what I say or what I'm saying, not who likes it or not. He was an Americanized Muslim. I don't know if he actually, you know, you coming in, you on a video, you got the red, white, and blue on. Listen, stop it. You're just happy that the attention is not focused on Muslims right now, and it's someplace else. Like, there are real Muslim people that I know that are not going to feed into that because they already know the ideals of this country. They already know how it works. So they're not even going to say anything. Because if you notice, the Jewish community and the Muslim community has been quiet on all of it. No, they haven't been getting in this because their whole thing is this doesn't involve us. This is something that's been going
mm-hmm.
on before us. This is between blacks and whites. It has
mm-hmm.
nothing to do with us.
Nope.
But once again, people want to talk patriotism. You're full of shit. Because you've seen people that want to sit there and talk patriotism. But I've said it before and I will say it again. You allowed, and you've been allowing, these neo-Nazis or these Nazi party people to just like spring up on American soil, to wave their flag on American soil. And how many American men and women went overseas to fight the Germans, the Nazis? And I believe, what, World War One? I'm not big on history.
World War One.
Yeah. How many of them went over there and died to go fight Germany, but yet you're letting people, an offspring of that Nazi party, that Nazi ideal, make itself and rear its ugly head on American soil?
Exactly.
You
want to
talk
Absolutely.
About Colin Kaepernick, and you don't want to discuss police brutality, but you want to talk about people who basically had the attitude, like if you didn't have white skin and blue eyes and you weren't German, then basically we had to wipe you out. But you want to support that. But then you want to cope
yeah.
with it. Because once again, that's what Trump seemed to support.
Of course, because they were good people.
Oh, yeah, they were good. That's what I'm saying.
They were good people.
And yeah, especially the ones that were talking about Jews will not replace us. Whoa. Wait a minute. Now, listen. Me personally, I think the Jewish community probably sit back laughing like, haha, you idiots. You know what I'm saying? Because what do you mean the Jews can't replace you? First of all, the Jews ain't looking to replace you. The Jews is just doing the Jews. Jews don't give a damn.
That's right. They don't care nothing about that. Listen,
yeah, the Jews
I put
like,
it
yeah,
to you
that
it'd be a million of them anyway. So
yeah, exactly.
It'd be
exactly.
a million
like,
of them anyway.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
Yeah, listen. Yeah, you go. You white kid. You little young, little fascist or whatever. You go with your tiki torches. We got something better. All right, come on, really? The Jews don't care about that. There's certain other ethnicity of people that really don't care. They're not getting into it. They're not getting involved. But like I said, I just find it real surprising because of these same, because some of these same people, when it comes down to the issues of Puerto Rico, oh my gosh, yeah, they
oh
get
my
quiet.
God, listen.
No, wait a minute.
That
listen,
sickens me. It just really
right?
sickens me. Right, exactly. That really sickens
right?
me.
So wait a minute. How you going to support? So once again, you want to, when it comes down to a racial issue, you want to support Trump. But when it comes down to him screwing up on something, such as Puerto Rico, you get quiet. Get
right.
real quiet. Because you know you done effed up. You know you
right.
done
effed up. Right. That situation just sickens me. It really sickens me because it's like you are just such an insensitive bastard. And this is, and you know, like, I think that man is either mentally ill or he's just an asshole. Because you just got to be that damn stupid that you don't realize that Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands and Hawaii is part of the United States. They're part of the United States. Like, you are dumb. Like, what's wrong with you? And you're the president of the United States. These things you were supposed to know even before you became president. You should have known that.
Well...
unbelievable.
I guess 2 + 2 = 4.
I don't listen. It just sickens me. And then you have people in your own cabinet that are calling you retarded, that are calling you retarded, or saying you got mental issues. So that's a Something's wrong right there.
Listen, it is what it is. But once again, I said it before, and I will say it again. He has come and made a mockery of the White House. He's made it look bad. He's disrespected, you know, the ideals, you know, of America. Like the whole, like he's just brought about a racial divide. Because
yes,
the only reason why I think it's become so racial is because you just have people that were just like, yo, we don't like him, but once again, you have people who support him because he's running on this pro-America, let's make America great again. And who better feels that America is not great because a whole bunch of minorities are here and their jobs are being taken and everything else? Who feels that way?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Right.
Call the 5891. You're on the air with the menu. What up?
Good evening, my people.
Oh,
good evening.
K-Dog is in. K-Dog has entered the building. Listen, I've been listening to you guys, and I just got to say this about this patriotism. This patriotism, this new age patriotism that's going on right now in America is, in fact, still old, because guess what it is? You want to know what it is? It's a way to mask institutionalized, systematic racism. Mm, you know, racism, and you know, now in 2017, people are saying, oh, I can't believe we're talking about, I'm like, it's always existed. It's been hidden under wraps. But now you have someone in the White House who has spark the flame, because I'm going to say this. What happens when you take a stick of dynamite and you light it up? What do you think is going to happen?
It's going to blow up.
Exactly. And it has blown up. Boom. It's made a big kaboom. Okay. And I said this even during the election last year. I'm like, you're going to see what's going to happen, because all of them are going to come out. I mean, we thought they came out when President Obama was in office. I mean, they, oh my goodness, cursed him out, called him all sorts of names and all. But now,
death threats.
I
couldn't believe it.
And for those of you, and to all the Obama haters, out there, yes, black people included, y'all don't realize that President Obama was a president who faced more death threats than any other president. He faced more death threats than any other president.
But
now,
you know, that don't mean anything, because you know he's not a man. He's not a real man because of his color. Like, so
exactly,
doesn't even matter. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. And you know what's sad about this? Now here we are in 2017. Right, I'm not going to go into we got to remember now it's 2017. Let's talk about the now that's going on. I mean, we have this just sticking his nose in the NFL. You know, and I applaud someone who spoke up about this, and that's Joe, Hall of Famer Broadway Joe Namath.
Mm-hmm.
Who spoke about it and said, do you know what oppression means? I mean, here he is.
Well, what did Joe Namath say? What did he say? Because I didn't.
Well,
see that.
I watched it today, and he talked about it. He said like this, you know, protesting. He's like this. Well, you got to understand what he's protesting against. That innocent people are being killed, and he has the right to voice it.
And that's all.
Now,
it's
everyone.
That's all it's about.
And it was. It's not against the flag. It's not against the military. I mean, for people to add more to it than what it is, that's pitiful.
It's the Jedi mind trick, man. I'm telling you.
Exactly, Jedi mind trick. Like, I heard you've been talking about me. No, I haven't. Maybe I did.
No, I did.
Listen, exactly. Listen. K-Dog.
Exactly.
Big Red, perfect example. You turn on the radio. Oh, I hate that. You turn on the radio, 8 a.m. Oh, I hate that song. You go to another station. You go back to your favorite station. 9:15. Oh, my gosh, the song is on again. I hate that song. You keep doing the same thing throughout the course of the day. Probably by the fifth time, you're like, you know what, I'm just going to leave it on. By tomorrow, yo, I like that song.
Yeah.
That's
what they do anyway.
You know, wait a minute.
Hey, that's exactly what they do.
That song yesterday. But and then you're like, well, wait a minute, it is a little catchy. It is a little, it does have a little, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
a little funky dance to it. You know what I'm saying? Yo. I mean,
Colin Kaepernick just made a statement when he said that I will not stand for the national anthem. No, he wasn't disrespecting the flag. No, he wasn't disrespecting our military. He was just making a statement. I will not stand because of the fact that there hasn't been justice for any black person who has been killed by the police. What is wrong
okay,
with that?
Okay, so K-Dog.
There's a lot wrong with it.
Yeah.
You don't know what's wrong with it?
I know what's wrong with it.
But wait a minute.
I'm
looking at – now, let's just get down to the nitty-gritty, all right? Time to put some butter to the grit. All right, check it out.
Butter to the grit.
Why are people so afraid to talk about – police brutality when it comes down to African Americans? They are so gung-ho on twisting it around to something else because they're really avoiding talking about what the original issue was. Like, they do not, media doesn't want to talk about it. It seems like white people, no one, except for black people, but no one really wants to talk about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to tell me that it hasn't gotten out of control. You had Philando Castile and Antoine Sterling killed within days of each other in the same week. And you're trying to tell me that it's not a problem? You're trying to tell me Tamir Rice running around with a little toy gun in a park and a big-ass grown man cop just shooting him? Oh, I thought it was a real gun or whatever. Really? You're trying to tell me you're that stupid?
And let's not forget,
really wants to tackle
Eric Garner. And Eric Garner on video was caught on video, who was choked to death by a police officer. Oh no, what he did was wrong.
Well, first of all, you know, they cleaned it up. Well, he wasn't choked by a police officer. It was called positional asphyxiation. But who put him in that position?
Why was
he in that position? Exactly.
Exactly.
And didn't they try to burn a female sergeant, a female lieutenant, a black female lieutenant for that, like a year later, and said that she was it was her scene? And she failed to control her scene. Basically, she failed to do her job, so they tried to put it on her. Listen, you can pray all you want. You can go to church all you want. But some things, you just have to say, wait, enough's enough. It's police. It's brutality, and by the hands of people who take these jobs. I'm not saying it's all law enforcement, but once again, stupid people are going to hear what they want to hear. And yes, I'm calling you stupid because you're going to hear what you want to hear, no matter how I say it. But some people take these jobs and don't have a clue to what they're doing or how they should be doing it. Some people are not cut out to wear that badge because they have certain biased and bigoted attitudes which should not reflect in the type of job of doing, you know, of a law enforcement officer, period. If you can't be objective then you shouldn't have that job. If you're a coward, then you shouldn't have that job.
Exactly.
I think I said it.
Mm-hmm.
Being brave is not a job. Being brave is not a title. It's who you are.
It is.
I don't know why people get put on a uniform and feel brave, or put a gun on their hip and feel brave, or put on or some type of suit and feel brave. Listen, that's where it seems like it's like the Superman syndrome. I put on, you know, before he, you know, he's Clark Kent, he walks around all nervous and this, that, and the third, and he's an idiot or he's clumsy or whatever. But as soon as he puts on the uniform and the cape, you know, he's, I can save the world. You know what I'm saying? What do you mean?
Right.
Why do you have to put on something? Why do you have to use a weapon to feel brave? Why, like, that should just be you regardless.
Something in
you,
that should be built in you. Exactly.
Yeah, but if it's not you, it's cool. No one's judging you.
Yes, it is. Their own brothers is judging them. Yes, somebody's judging them.
Exactly.
Their own brothers, them old ones that my brothers. Yeah, so they're the ones that's sitting there judging you because, as you know, a lot of them have military training too. And like I said, I'm not saying nothing, you know, against the military like that. But, you know, a lot of times when they're in that, what's that thing called, ROTC, and you know, it's a lot of times when they go away and they got to do that training, them dudes, you know, they can be pretty brutal to each other. They can be very brutal to one another.
Yeah, I don't.
And then when they
the
come back,
thing.
And then when they come back, or they come, you know, after they do their little, you know, tour or whatever, then a lot of them they sign up and want to be police officers, but they try to use those same tactics that they used in the army on people. You can't do that because this is not war like that. This is not that type of war that you have to use that type of training on people that sometimes they don't even deserve that type of, you know, treatment. And that your life is in danger, that's different. That's different. If your life is in danger, but the people that are being killed, your life is not in danger from these people. In your mind, that's in your mind. That's in your mind that's telling you that your life is in danger.
Exactly. Exactly, but
which makes no sense.
Yeah, exactly. It makes no sense.
You know, it's time and time again. You look at the state of this country right now, and people are laughing at us. They've been laughing at us, but it's even more of a comedy show. Like, wow, we have a reality show going on here. It's just crazy.
Yep.
And again and again, we see horrible leadership. I mean, you want to sit there and attack Colin Kaepernick, but meanwhile, we have a problem in Puerto Rico and in the U.S. Virgin Islands that was struck by hurricanes left and right. Some of these people are struggling out. No, I'm not saying some, but they're struggling out there. They're struggling out there to rebuild.
Right, and you sitting up there telling them, oh, well, all our money is being... Sir, are you crazy? Like, why do you want to tell people that have been through something traumatic like that, that all the money, that, you know, y'all used up all our money, so, you know, but so much we can do for you. Like, when he was throwing them paper towels, I'm actually threw a damn shoe at him. Like they did
exactly.
Bush Jr.
Like
they did like Bush
they did
Jr. Bush.
You know, I was
and that
bozo, you know,
probably wouldn't have
that.
Dodged it.
Exactly.
He probably wouldn't
have
dodged it. They probably would have hit him.
My mother said that. You know what my mom said? My mom said this. Why didn't they pick up stones and throw it at him? He should have been stoned.
Exactly.
I mean, really.
Exactly.
A country that is an island that has been rocked by a hurricane. I mean, people are still suffering. They need the water. They need the electricity. You know, even though some parts of it have gotten their electricity back and some parts of it you can't send mail back, but the people there really need the help. Like last night in watching the telethon, you saw that Puerto Rico still needs the help that they can get. And you're turning your backs on them? What kind of a leader are you? A leader is supposed to be there for the people. But this yuck, since he's gotten into office, has not been for the people. Well,
no.
Let me just say this. Has he? Well, he's been for certain people. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with some of the rhetoric. Certain people. And
but I think he enjoys that.
Yeah, he enjoys it, of course.
He enjoys it.
Listen, this is someone who's a media whore. I've never seen leader. So I've never seen someone so hooked on social media. I've never seen someone so hooked on social media, tweeting every minute.
See, that's dangerous. That's dangerous because first of all, it shows that you have like you have no sense of like control over yourself if you have to constantly be on Twitter. Like, why do you have to be up on Twitter? Like, what's the problem with that? Like, why?
Because he knows that's what's going to get him attention. He knows everybody communicates now.
Okay, yeah, but see, that's the whole thing. You're the president of the United States. You're not, you know what I'm saying, you're not some kid.
On a reality show, yeah.
He
still has that reality show mindset. He still has that. That's how he's running this country, like a reality show. It's not to him.
And
even though
it's
a reality show, it's not real to him. Exactly. It's not real to him. I don't think he thinks this is real.
That you're attacking a president, that you're attacking presidents of other countries. Notice he's not attacking Russia, but he goes after South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
You calling this man Rocket Man? You're getting
and
up
I don't know why.
The entire nation. You're getting up in front of the United Nations. Already, we have our issues with South Korea already. That issue has not been resolved ever since the Korean War.
Right, exactly.
And you're trying to ignite more to it? You're trying to ignite more to it? Come on now.
I think
you
wants to go down in history. I'm sorry, not to cut you off, but I think he wants to go down in history of being the president that pushed the button.
You know what he'll go down? It's because tonight I'm trying to hold back my tongue from calling this man what I really want to call it. But you know, back to this thing with patriotism. I mean, all of a sudden, you're insulting. Insulting flags, in what way are you insulting our military? You've insulted our military. You stood there and insulted a member of the U.S. military because he is a Muslim. Remember that Muslim family who was talking about it?
Oh, yeah.
He insulted him.
Oh, yeah.
But then, I'm like, wow. So don't go saying like this, they're disrespecting our military.
It's like this. Me and K-Dog, we're hanging out, on the playground. You notice I always revert it back to some childish stuff because that's what this dude is.
Right.
But yeah, me and K-Dog are on the playground, and then somebody that comes up to K-Dog that doesn't like me is talking, and then it's like, well, K-Dog, I noticed that, da-da-da-da-da. And then you're looking at me like, oh, wow, I thought you was my friend. Oh, well, yeah, I am your friend, but you see, he's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's all it is. He's like, okay, I need somebody to help me jump to my defense. So let me say he's disrespecting the military or he's disrespecting the flag, because then people are really going to jump on him now. You see what I'm saying?
But you know what?
He has to make an enemy. It's what this country is. They got to make an enemy out of somebody.
Yeah, they
for somebody to feel sympathy.
But yet the United States doesn't see how much they disrespect their veterans when they come back.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all these veterans that are out on the streets. Look at all of these veterans
yep.
who are homeless.
Oh, well, they don't
want
to talk about that.
How many of them? They don't want to talk about that. You know how many Vietnam War vets out there who are living on the streets? Some of them are missing limbs, begging for food.
There's
help for the U.S. soldiers. Yeah, but where's the help for these soldiers? Where are the people of the United States for those soldiers who have Purple Hearts, but yet are living outside on the park, who are sleeping on the benches with their medals hidden, but yet they serve their country, and yet you treat them like garbage when they come back. They have no job. They can't get any life. They're not stabilized because you know what? They need the help that they can get psychologically because you know what it means to be out there in a war. And you're hearing bombs going off. You see people being killed. You have to kill people. Think about them. Think about what those soldiers are going through. They're defending our country, but yet where is the United States for these men when they come back home?
Exactly.
And it's like, oh, we do give them help, but, oh, they don't want it. It's not that they don't want it. Give them the help. Respect these soldiers.
But they don't
want soldiers to. Deserve respect.
But, come on, K-Dog. Real talk.
Yeah.
I don't need you no more. You did your job. Now go live in the street. I don't care. You've already been used up. You've already been used up. We don't need you anymore. Thank you for your services.
Right.
This
yep.
is the
Thank
attitude.
You. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. Because you know what? When
you got an honorable discharge.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What does that get you?
Minority soldiers.
Food at Denny's? What it get with during Veterans Day? It gets you a free plate of food.
Yeah, free a free plate
that.
Of food. Yeah,
that's
what they want.
The
yeah. I mean, that's what they give them.
Look at the history of this nation.
Exactly.
America has never respected its minority soldiers.
Oh
just
no!
Since
hell
the
no!
Civil War.
Oh yeah.
During the Civil
but
War,
but,
when
but,
many blacks.
Okay, dog. They don't respect the white soldiers. They don't respect any other soldiers. Like so, you know what I'm saying? So it's not just the blacks, but they don't respect none of them. Whatsoever. Once again, thank you for your services. Goodbye. That's it.
Yep.
Yeah. You already did what you had to do.
Yeah, we don't need you anymore. And I think that's disgusting.
It is. Because when I've
But
walked,
they don't see
you know,
it that
walk,
way.
You walking in the city and you see these guys walking, you see these guys begging or sitting on a wheelchair, and you see them with an American flag. Saying, I was a U.S. soldier, I served my country, and this is what my country does to me when I come back home?
Well, first of all, you're not important because you're not active. That's another reason. Like, you're not important. Like, we really don't care about you because you're not an active military person. Like, we don't care about the wars that happened before then. But a veteran isn't just someone who fought in World War I or World War II. You got veterans from Iraq, from, you know,
Afghanistan,
stuff like that. So there are veterans that are, you know, there are people still out there. But the whole thing is this, like, where's your so-called patriotism? Because you let your bullshit politics, you know what I'm saying, come before, you know, your patriotism. And I don't really think a lot of people get what that whole patriotism thing is about. But once again, everybody wants to switch it up. A lot of people want to switch it up because they don't want to face the truth. They don't want to face the fact that there are individuals that take these law enforcement jobs, and what do? They go out there and they kill people.
Exactly,
and abuse their power, and they turn around and they give vacation. They get paid vacation leave. They don't.
And they get,
they're not held accountable.
They don't even get a slap on the wrist. I mean, let's go back a little bit. Do you remember Amadou Diallo?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
How can I forget
Amadou
that?
Diallo.
I still remember the front page from the Daily News. I still remember that.
Yep.
41 bullets. 41 bullets fired at an unarmed man. What wrong was this man doing? But he sees four police officers who are not even dressed as, who are not even wearing uniform, coming at him with guns drawn, and he doesn't even go out. He gets shot up. So about world,
he was trying to pull out his ID.
He was pulling out his ID.
Pull out his ID. Yeah, he was trying to show them who he was.
When you fire one bullet at some, when you fire one bullet at somebody, you hit the person, the person gets hit with a bullet, they're down. No matter where they're shot, they go down.
Well, actually,
so what was
actually,
the purpose?
Yeah, well, go ahead. I'm sorry, Kato. Go ahead.
Yeah, but what was the full purpose of all four of you pointing your guns and shooting all together? One of the shellings, they were shooting at him so much that one of the shellings fell on the floor, that one of the officers tripped and fell and got up and still continued to shoot, claiming that, oh, well, we thought he fired back. I'm like, how could he fire back when he's already down on the ground?
Yeah, he had bullet holes in the bottom of his feet. He had bullet holes in the bottom of his feet. But the thing about that is they don't – you see, once again, it has nothing to do with the badge. They took the authority, and they said, well, this is what I'm going to do. See, once again, you have individuals hiding behind the badge. You have people hiding behind the badge. All right, let's go to another one. I'm sorry, but I forgot this guy's name. His name was, I believe, Diallo as well, the one that was sodomized by a police officer. Abner Louima. He was sodomized. All right, so wait a minute. You can only blame it on the power trip that someone has for them to, because you can't blame it on the badge. You can't, because the badge has nothing to do with it. The badge didn't tell you that you can go take a stick of a plunger and stick it up another man's ass. You felt empowered by the job that you have to do it. See, this is the problem that I have when somebody wants to call me anti-police or pro-criminal. I'm not anti-cop.
No way.
What I am, I'm anti asshole. I am anti abuse of power. That's what I am. But when you feel that your uniform, or when you feel that your job entitles you to do something disrespectful and heinous to another person, then there is something wrong with your mental state.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong with you. It has nothing to do with the job. But
exactly.
Since they have the job, they're protected. When they're in the uniform, they're protected by the job. So, of course, NYPD or law enforcement in general, any law enforcement agency, they have to protect these people or it's going to look bad on them. So they have to make it seem right all the time. They have to make it seem like it was a good shoot, because once people start to lose confidence, even though they already have, they lose confidence in the police, then what? It becomes chaos starts to ensue. But when you have people in a uniform that are doing chaotic things, what do you think is going to happen?
Exactly. There's no honor in that. Because you look at you look at the uniform itself. Now, like I said, I'm not being anti-police. What I'm against is when idiots who have the badge and the guns, your job as a police officer is to protect and serve, not to abuse. But then you want to go ahead and use your gun and your badge to try to prove a point, and by taking out your gun or your nightstick and using it to abuse somebody who is unarmed, who doesn't pose as a threat, but yet you go up to them and, oh, this person looks suspicious, or this person came at me in the wrong way, especially if the person has both their hands up. How is it that you're going to, how are they posing as a threat?
Well, because,
that's what I'm going to know.
Because, listen, every black man, whether they're a 5-year-old to 50, they're a threat. No matter what, they're always a threat. So they're always going to, but they're always going to rush to the easiest instrument, which is a gun, because they're not going to go hand in hand. Because some of them are just not built like that. But not every black person is built like that either. But there's fear factor. You're walking past somebody's door, car door. They want to, you know what I'm saying? They want to lock their door. There's this stereotypical fear factor in America that every black male is a predator. Every black male is a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, which is definitely not true.
I don't know how many times I've posted pictures of people being lynched, and it ain't nothing but a crowd of white people standing there
cheering
taking
it on.
Pictures. Yeah, listen. I'm going to take it that deep for a minute. What type of person, what type of mentality, what type of savage are you to stand there? Not just the act of hanging someone, but you're sitting there watching it. You're hanging someone because of their color, and you're sitting there taking pictures with their lifeless body hanging there.
Listen, those pictures are just, those pictures, when you see them,
but then we're the ones that's the animals.
That's what I'm saying. It's more than disgusting. What type of human are you?
That you're gonna use your camera
with a dead body, a dead body hanging from a tree, or what type of person are you? Let's really get to it, because a lot of people just don't want to talk about it. But let's really get to it.
That's a moment in history. They try to sweep it under the rug as if it never happened.
Nah.
Well, guess what?
Nah,
those lynchings did happen.
Pictures
don't lie. Those lynchings did happen. There were lynchings. Even women were being lynched. Soldiers returning from World War I with their uniforms on were hanging from trees.
That's what I'm saying. What type of person are you? So listen, I'm not asking you to apologize for your savage nature, but I do want you to take accountability for your savage nature. You're calling me a savage. You ain't never seen no black person standing next to a dead white body hanging from a tree.
Right.
Exactly.
You ain't never seen that.
And pointing at it and smiling. You would see two
K-Dog, Big Red, with the children there too.
There were lynchings. There were also burning.
They would also hang them and burn them. Yep.
But see, that's going back to the whole reason. I mean, that's going back to what we were saying before, the question that you asked before about the police, like why nobody wants to talk about it, because that's an admission of guilt. They don't want to talk about it because then they're admitting that, you know what, you're right. We're wrong for what we're doing to y'all. We're wrong but it doesn't matter because we're not seen as human beings. We're not seen as that, and especially black men, black men, which is sad, you're not seen as a human being.
But it also has something to do with their hiring practice. Because the whole thing is this: I don't care how many times you attempt to give certain types of people a psychological, somebody's always going to be, you're not doing the test is not good enough. Because it's obvious that you have people in these positions with these jobs that are just they're not built for it. They're not cut out for it. So yet they try.
Exactly.
Or some people actually have personal issues that go into this job, and what do? They turn around, I'm gonna make myself brave. I'm gonna be brave. I'm gonna take this job and I'm gonna prove to everybody that, I'm this and I'm that. Really? Really? So you think a job is going to make you tough? You think a job is going to make you, make people respect you? You're going to respect me. And this, that, and that. Really? Listen,
that's
I know
what they never had.
Yeah, they never did. Oh, my goodness.
Listen, I have a couple of cats that I used to go to high school with, man. And one of them I used to be very close friends with, black dude. And he's a cop, and oh my gosh, he was an a-hole before that.
And so now he's a big one.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because you know what? We all think, they're black cops. Oh, they're gonna. I'm like, no, hell no.
Don't ever
think, oh, black cop's gonna have your back.
Nope.
Yeah,
they the worst.
Not all of them. Not all of them. There's some of them that understand. And like I said, but see,
yeah.
People want to hear. They want to hear what they want to hear, and they're gonna think is like, oh, he's beating up on. They're beating up on the police, and they're anti-law enforcement. Listen. You know, once again, we're not anti anything. The only thing that we're anti.
I'm not anti police.
I mean, I
respect people.
Anti bigot, anti bullying, anti.
That's what I'm against.
You know. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's all.
Exactly.
But once again,
I have nothing against law enforcement, because you put your life on the line, protecting the streets. That's good. I'm anti brutality. I'm anti racism. And I'm anti-bullying of any kind.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But
absolutely.
Yeah, some don't see. But see, the whole thing is, see, once again, it's the articulation. Once again, it's, well, they're not bullying. They're just doing their job. You just see it as bullying.
Wow.
Because you don't understand the job. You see, once again, it's like I said, it's in the articulation. And that's what they're going to try and do. Oh, I was in fear for my life. So as a law enforcement officer, you know, I had to do what I had to do to make sure X, Y, and Z, and he didn't go out and get loose on the streets and do the same thing that he was going to do to me, to other people. And then some judge say, oh, you're right, because, you know, he is a monster Negro. We have to stop that.
Exactly. Yeah.
We do.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've never been anti-cop. I remember coming, you know, when I was growing up, there was cops in the projects. They knew your mom, they knew your pops. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't.
But see,
I don't. The climate that kids are growing up in now, in terms of NYPD or whatever type of police that are out there, is totally different from when we were coming up. It was
right.
Totally different. The cops back then had a totally different attitude. Compared to some of these cops,
yes.
Now.
Right,
and
that's the problem, because they're not in tune with their community. They're not in tune with the community. Most of these cops are in, you know, back in the day,
very
they were obsolete. In tune with the community. Right, definitely, because they're getting these people that, like I said, they ain't never seen a black person. They only seen a black person on TV. Maybe, like I said, maybe that one black friend that they may have that probably showed them some type of video, and it's, oh, that's how they act? Oh, all of you guys act like that? You know, they never been around anybody but that one black person, and they probably ain't about around him that often, or him or her or whoever.
But see, that's the thing, and I've heard other old school cops say it. They're like, man,
exactly.
These new cops that they putting out here in the streets, all they want them to do is just be robots. They want them to go out there, get tickets. They want them to go out there and fill the jails. They don't want them to have any type of compassion whatsoever. They just want them to go out there and just hurt people. And the whole thing is, we don't know that, because, see, we're not privy to the training. We're not privy to what's going on. But once again, when you have people, when you have former police officers, like I said, the old school cats that are sitting there saying, like, yo, this ain't the job, man. This ain't what the job was about. And like I said, I totally agree with them. Because I remember years ago, Astoria Projects, there was one black cop and there was another white cop. They both used to, you know, be around the projects. Man, listen, what was crazy was the drug dealers made sure they put away their drugs when they saw them coming. And it was like, well, if I don't see nothing, I can't say nothing. You had the white cop
right.
Talking to me. My mother, you talked to my mother. Mother, you talk. My mother, I remember one day my mother told the cop, oh, if you ever see him doing something wrong, you know where to go. Oh, I got you, Miss Wilkins. Knew my mother's last name.
Exactly, yeah.
Man.
That's what the problem is.
That's
they're
the
not
thing.
Included.
Because,
mm-hmm.
yeah, they were more community. They gave a damn. There were people that were taking these jobs as law enforcement, and they were giving a damn. And you know what? That's the difference. That's the difference when you had these, like I said, remember, drug dealers, when they saw them, they put them away. Because it's like they actually had respect. It's like, I ain't going to disrespect this dude because I know what he can do. I know he can lock me up. Because that's his job. So you know what? I'm not going to knock his hustle because what he don't see, he can't knock mine. It's a different mentality all around. Nobody was out there trying to really, like, and when we was back in PD, nobody was out there trying to kill cops like that and stuff like that. But now it's a different sentiment. It's a different attitude because look what they're hiring and look what they're putting, look what they're putting into their heads. It's a gang mentality. And when you have
exactly.
somebody that's a loner, when you have somebody that's insecure, when you have somebody that's not sure about themselves, that turns around and they get that job, and all of a sudden they feel the camaraderie.
They feel power.
Oh, I'm a part
that power.
Of something. Exactly, and that's where we have a problem. 3054, you're on the air with the menu. What up?
Hello, guys. It's me, the
oh.
Hot Rod, once again.
Uh-oh.
Absolute
here truth. Comes. Here
hot
comes.
Rod, vroom, vroom. Vroom, vroom.
Well, I like to
the man who tells it like it is.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry. Brother B, I forgot that you had a show tonight until I decided to go to my emails at the last minute.
Nah, it's all good. Okay,
I'm like, oh, my God, there's a show tonight. I'm so sorry. Hey, Big Red.
Yeah,
but my
what
question
else,
is,
Big
what
Red?
Is... Big Red left?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Big Red.
Oh.
You got real
quiet.
I'm here.
So Big Red heard my name. Like, oh, I gotta go. It's a hot ride.
I'm here.
No, but here's my question for you guys. Why do you think today people overall don't care of what's going on with society or with themselves? It's like, you know, before back then, like you said, Brother B, cops used to care about the community. Well, you hop on the bus, you make sure you pay your fare. Now you go get on the bus. The bus drivers don't care if you pay your fare or not. You can do whatever
exactly.
you want to do.
It's funny you say that because, y'all, when I was working last night, I saw some people just get on the bus and, like, they just got on the back of the bus.
Yeah.
Like, they just went in the back. Like, they didn't pay their fare or nothing. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. Whatever happened to paying your fare? Because I felt stupid for paying my fare because they just got on the bus like it was
you know?
Right? Be like, did I miss something?
Yeah,
because like,
we didn't get the memo.
Yeah, exactly.
I know,
it's a change box in the back of the bus. Put change in there.
Bus drivers don't say nothing. You see people walk in the bus, they just get on the bus, and it's like, oh, well.
Well,
you know why that is?
Nobody wants the problem.
You know why that is?
The
right. They don't want the problem. Remember, y'all don't remember, like, I think about 2 or 3 years ago, it was like 2 or 3 bus drivers that got killed.
Yeah.
That one that on over there. Yeah, like, they, you know, it's just sad. They're not trying to get in, you know, they're not trying to get into no altercation with these people because they know a lot of these people, they know that could end their life.
And, yep. And you know what? It's funny that you say that, Big Red, because this past week on the crazy train, I'm not going to mention which line, but it started with the cat. I'm in the train, my mom.
Hey,
I'm
about to get on
the
train.
But I'm on the train and falling asleep. Next thing I know, I saw bodies on top of me, and a bunch of kids was fighting each other. Like, I guess they jumped a kid or something like that.
Mm.
So everybody backed away, let the kids fight, and of course, no one interfered. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I bet you they pulled out their phones.
Of course,
yeah,
people pulled out their phones. Well, I heard one
World
Star.
World Star.
Well, I saw a mother. You can tell she's a mother. She jumped in to break up the fight. After she break up, she's trying to break it up. There's like maybe 7 boys fighting. I jumped in. And after people see me jump in, everybody else jumped in trying to break up the fight. I mean, it took a woman to break a fight up. Other than that, people don't care because it's not their kid, you know?
No. Yeah,
but
you know
how people think that way.
But it's a way. But you know what? In a way, and I, you know, You're right. That was good that you did. Just like you said, it took a woman to do
it.
No,
it was good because
you know what?
She had a good instinct to stop the fight.
Right, but then guess what? What if it went to a different term? Because you know there are those instances where people would try to break up fights with these kids, and the next thing you know, the kids are beating the shit out of them.
Exactly.
You try to break up a fight, and they start fighting. You know, they start beating up the person, you know. So it's just like, you know, sometimes people don't want to get involved. I mean, they should try to stop these kids from doing certain things, but, you know.
Well, and that's when politics and power come in. Who got the power to stop this? Or who got the power
right, exactly.
Right.
But, yo, all right, real quick. You know, I know I posted something the other day on Facebook, and people, you know, started chiming in about it. I was so disappointed in my people the other night. I was at work, and I was inside of a bank with an ATM tech. We were getting ready to leave, and we had to leave out, you know, this side door, and there were like a group of like six black people standing in front of the door. So as we were getting ready to exit, before we exited, you know, I went and said, you know, hey, you know, excuse me, we just need to, you know, leave out the door. Yo, they gave me such the dirtiest look. They looked at me like I spit on their mother.
Yeah. Like, so, how dare you tell me that?
Yeah, so then they started mouthing off. So then when my tech came out, and then she had to walk out behind me, like she had to walk out, they, like two of the dudes still didn't want to move, and yet they were still mouthing off. So I was like, wow. I was like, okay. So it got to the point where two of the guys that didn't want to move, I had to brush past them just to, like, you know, be on my way. So I said, you know what? Now, mind you, I didn't say anything after I asked them to excuse me. You know, we need to come out. I just let them talk. I let them say what they have to say and be very nasty. And then I said, you know what? All right, I got one for you. I said, this is the prime reason why Trump's in office. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Did they flip out? Oh, I was a B. I was a this. I was an MF-er. I was this and that and all this and that. And one of the dudes, and as I was walking away, one of the dudes started to follow me. I stopped because when I work, I don't work alone, if you know what I mean. I'm not going to go into it.
Exactly.
My whole, you know, to those who know what I do, like, I don't work, you know.
Exactly.
I'm like, and so I stopped, and I was like, and he just got in my face, and he was talking all of this junk. And it was a hot minute before his friend came over and grabbed him. So then I told his friend, yeah, please take him away because, you know, I got such and such on me. He started screaming, I don't care what you got. I don't give a what you got on you. This is that, yo.
Oh,
but everybody else.
Food point. Oh, yeah, so cute.
So
wow.
He wants to die. But wait a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
Right at the corner, there's this white guy. Old white guy just sipping his coffee. And he just looked, and he looked at me, and he just started shaking his head. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, I was so disappointed in being, like, and these were, like, some intellectual types. You would have expected it with these kids. You would have thought these kids with their pants hanging off their ass on one of these wannabe thugs or something
from
like
them,
that.
Right.
Nah,
you would expect that kind of attitude.
Nah, nope, it wasn't from them. Wasn't from them at all. So when people want to try and question me on certain things, like, you know, calling my people out, I have to call my people out because you know what? I've been doing security for over 20 years, and I haven't had that many issues. Even my 43 years of life, I haven't had that many issues with white people in terms of racism. I haven't had those issues, that those experiences that some other people may have. So there's certain things I may see, I may not understand, but I can't relate to. But the whole thing is this: it's always our own.
You know, it's always our stuff like that. You want to help carry out the stereotype and the negativity that we all talk about.
Exactly.
And experience, you know.
And this is what. And this is another thing I wanted to add too. It proves to show that we could be our own worst enemy.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I say that. Yeah. I say that about 3 times a day in my life. I do. I say that about 3 times. I'm telling you, 3, maybe more than that. I say that about 3 times a day because it's just sad that, and I say it all the time. I even tell my sons the same thing. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy.
But
and
we
just
don't
know why. You know, not us, but we. That's exact, and that's my thing. Why? Why we don't see it? Why?
Some people think that we're above and beyond. Some people think
we
that
don't
they're
know
above
the
and beyond that.
Right,
they think what Trump's talking about or what everybody else is talking about ain't touching them. They think that, oh,
but
I'm
the
different.
Thing is, but you can't, my thing is, you're your own, we are our own worst enemy, but then you, once again, these are the same ones that holler, oh, the white man did this to me. Oh, I can't get a job because of this. Oh, I'm sitting in jail because
exactly.
of that. Okay, no, no. It can't
but
be
you
that
also
all
look
the time.
At what, you can't blame white men all the time because sometimes you have to look at what you're doing wrong.
Exactly. That's my thing, but they're not willing to do that because you know what? I think it's like they're, for lack of a better word, I think they're comfortable. It's like, this is what it is. This is what my life is, so I'm comfortable with this. So I'm going to, you can say, I'm stuck here. That's how
well,
they think of I'm
then.
Stuck.
Don't complain.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right,
they don't complain.
It's about to close up shop. It's about to be that time. Hot dog.
Yeah.
Hot rod. I'm confusing the both of y'all. I must be hungry. Yo, Hot Rod, what's up for tomorrow? Hot Rod, what's pop for tonight? Hurry up. What's pop for tomorrow night?
Harvey Weinstein and the white man in power.
Oh, yeah. Absolute Truth Blog Talk Radio, y'all. K-Dog,
that's
Hot
right.
Rod, Big Red.
Yo,
hey,
thank you.
Yeah.
Great conversation.
Peace out.
Another one in the can.
Later.
Now I'm going to go have me a hot dog.
All right, later, y'all.
Tomorrow night, Absolute Truth Blog Talk Radio, 10:30 p.m. Y'all, another one in the can. The menu later.
Later.
Later.